Jenny Dankmeyer and her staff may be the hardest working county clerk office in Wisconsin. By November, La Crosse County will have had 7 elections and 1 recount. This includes local, recall, and 2 special elections. Coming up is the primary to fill the 95th District Assembly seat, vacated by State Senator Jennifer Schilling, who defeated Dan Kopanky in the recall. County Clerk Dankmeyer says it's been hard but important work.
Yeah, it's what are you going to do? I say you can't come to work and be mad about it because that's not going to make anything. So we've been in good spirits. We kind of laugh about it. You know, every time another recall is called or election's called, we laugh about it. We kind of figure maybe we did something wrong in another life and this is our punishment for it.
Dankmeyer says with the upcoming special election, they've had to rush the ballots to the printer to make sure they're ready for absentee voting. Kevin Gunderson is the president of Ad Madison, the company that prints La Crosse County's ballots. He said it'd be helpful if the legislature allowed more time in the ballot-making process.
The way the legislature set the dates for the production of the ballots, the time that the ballots are certified, and the time that we have to print them, you don't get much time. So most of the elections that we print ballots for is a really quick turnaround.
The extra elections have cost La Crosse County more than $52,000 this year. Dankmeyer had to ask the county board for more money earlier this year. She's asking for up to $9,000 for the 95th District Assembly race. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.